Just allow yourself to get into a comfortable position, a place where you can very easily just relax and focus on my words, allowing yourself to simply get comfortable and let the muscles in your body simply start to loosen and relax, letting the world around you fade away more and more with each and every breath that you take. The more you focus, the more you let the world just drift away, the more you will find yourself begin to simply sink, 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 deeper and deeper, down into a nice, relaxing trance, a deep, hypnotic sleep. And as you just relax, and the world around you fades away, I'd like you to see a new world take its place. You start to notice row after row of thick wooden bookshelves lined with books, a gentle patterned carpet beneath your feet. The lighting seems set up in an almost antiquated fashion to allow for the rows between the bookshelves to be lit, but everything else has a dark, shadowed feeling to it. As you walk through the rows, you can smell the paper, the scent of pages that have been around for decades or centuries. You can run your fingers along the bindings of the books, feeling them move from smooth to rough, thin to thick, new to old, to very, very old. You're in a library, and you're not alone. As you reach the end of the row, you notice in the center of the library is a large area full of tables and couches. Small lamps illuminate the areas for people to read, for people to just sit and relax. But the one thing you notice the most is the quiet between the books and the carpet. Sound just seems to disappear in this place. So much so that a person turning their page across the room is easily heard clearly. That special sound of a page being gently flipped, that hard flick as it starts to move, and then fading to a soft, soothing resting of the page against another. It's so quiet, so still. You take a moment to simply let the scene before you unfold and become vivid and clear. It's so peaceful here. Here you can find a million stories or create your own. But before you can do that, you feel a hand grab you around your waist and feel another hand put a thick white cloth over your face, covering your mouth and nose. There's a dampness to it, a cool, wet feeling. And as you gasp, you can't help but feel how thick the air you breathe really feels. How the air seems to have a scent to it, almost a mixture of scents. It's somewhat sweet, like the smell of candy, but also somewhat sterile, like the smell in a hospital. But the feeling lands with a thud deep in your lungs. You start to struggle, start to moan. As you look out into the library, you see several of the people there all look up, all look directly at you. You moan for help through the cloth and wiggle with all your might, but you can feel a thick, heavy fog rolling through your mind, through your body. And in the library, you can see several of the people turn to stare at you, and one even stands up, only to put a finger to their lips and go, shh, aimed at you. You are, after all, making quite a lot of noise. You can hear your own moans, your pleas for help, your struggling echoing back to you, the sound bouncing off of the hard wooden bookshelves and echoing through the library, your shock and confusion at being shushed only makes you breathe more deeply, feeling your head starting to spin, your body's struggles start to weaken. You can feel your knees going limp as the person behind you, grabs a hold of you, and keeps you still, leaning you back against them. You can feel your body against your back, their arms around your stomach, and holding the cloth to your mouth. But still you struggle, still you moan, and then again your only response is another more angry shh from the patrons of the library. The more you struggle, the more the chloroform seeps into your body. Your mind starts to fog over, your body sinking more and more deeply, down into sleep. You feel your arms fall to your sides, falling limp and loose. A soft, muffled moan escaping your lips, into the cloth, and echoing into the library. Your vision is becoming blurry and swirling. You find that you can't help but just calm down and relax, feeling how floaty you are, how your mind is simply spinning and drifting. You're starting to forget where you are, forget what is happening. It's just so calming here, so nice to be held. You see a person walking towards you, slowly, careful not to make a sound as they walk through the carpeted library. They look at you, and then at the person that has grabbed you, and you hear them say, almost in a whisper, "Can you do something about them? They're making too much noise." You see the person staring at you as the world fades away. You feel your head fall back and let out a gentle sigh as you find yourself just falling into a nice, deep sleep. But just before you slip away, you heard the person that walked up to you say in a whisper, "Finally, some quiet," and then everything fades away. You feel yourself being carried, maybe cradled in the arms of the person that grabbed you, or maybe you feel yourself being thrown over their shoulder, your arms and legs hanging limp and loose, swaying from side to side with every step they take. Or maybe you are dragged, feeling them holding you under your chest as your arms and head hang limp and your heels drag along the floor. It's all up to you. It's up to whatever you choose to experience this time around. After a while, you feel yourself being laid with care, flat on your back, on the ground. Not so much care for you, but care to not make a sound. You hear what sounds like a display case, one of the old, large wooden display cases, with antique glass being opened. There's a slight creak as it does, and it is instantly met with an angry shh from the library. But you're too deeply asleep to really care. You feel something being tied around your wrist. First your right wrist, and then your left. And then you hear the sound of a crank, and feel your arms being raised higher and higher off the ground, stretching them as they go, and then slowly lifting your shoulders and your back off the ground, head hanging limp as your body starts to slide closer towards the sound of the crank. The more you hear the crank, the more you feel your body being lifted and dragged, your head bouncing softly as more and more of your body is lifted off of the ground. Soon your arms are straight up above you, your back and chest are straight up as well, almost like you're sitting on the ground, head limp and down. But the crank keeps going, and you feel your butt lifting off the floor, rising slowly, easily, your legs sliding along the carpet until they are directly under you, and then they too lift off the carpet, feeling your feet dangling below you, just hanging, helplessly, feeling a belt being tied around your waist, and then your legs spread out a bit, and tied at the ankles. Your body is in an X position, suspended off the ground. But while you are hanging there, you hear another sound, a sharp click of a pocket knife, followed by several angry shh sounds. As you hang there, you feel your clothes being cut away, piece by piece. First your shirt, and then your pants, slowly being taken apart piece by piece and removed and discarded, but very, very slowly. Careful not to make a sound. Careful not to be too loud. Not to disturb the other patrons of the library. The more that is removed, the more you feel the cool air against your skin. You feel goosebumps sliding up and down your body as you simply hang there, as your undergarments are cut away, and you end up completely exposed, completely on display in the library. You don't know how long you hang there, how long you simply sleep, thanks to the chloroform. But after a while, you start to wake up. At first, you can't help but notice just how calm you are, how relaxed. Being suspended like this is quite peaceful and calming. But then you try to move, try to stretch, only to realize you are tied, bound and stretched out in a nice wide X, completely on display, in a large display case. The door to the case is closed, and there are vents gently blowing air into the case, so you don't need to worry about running out of air. But at the same time, you can't really move either. Despite being stuck, despite being completely helpless and on display, you can't help but try to move, try to struggle. You wiggle and thrash inside the case, but the straps are designed to accommodate that kind of struggle. You seem to wiggle and shake from side to side, but the case itself doesn't even budge. You glare out at the patrons in the library and start to yell or whistle. The glass is soundproof, of course, but that doesn't mean the sound doesn't echo out into the library. Several patrons turn to give you an angry look, annoyed that you are, once again, disturbing them. Several of them give you a nice loud shh and try to go back to their reading, but you're not going to let them. As you hang there, shouting as loud as you can, you see a librarian start to move towards you, an angry look on their face as they get closer and closer to you. You hear the wooden door open with a creak as they look at you defiantly and give you a nice, loud shh, and then whisper that you're being too loud. You need to be quiet. You feel yourself give a grin. You've had enough of being compliant, and you take in a nice deep breath and open your mouth to scream, ready to make sure that everyone in the library, and then some, can hear you. But before you can utter a sound, you feel a thick, rubbery ball gag be inserted into your mouth. The shock and surprise stop you from screaming as the gag is tied around your head. Your feelings of defiance replaced with confusion as you struggle to push the gag out of your mouth, using your tongue and your teeth to try to dislodge it. But it's not going anywhere. It's too tightly tied around your head as you hang there, trying to get yourself free. The librarian gives you a smile and closes the cabinet. You look at the librarian, a bit annoyed, and try to start mumbling and moaning as loudly as you can, only to see them shake their head and wiggle a finger at you before leaning over and flipping a switch. As soon as the switch is flipped, several lights and a hum start to flood into the cabinet that you're hanging in. You're stuck sitting there, seeing the light, hearing the hum, as the lights swirl around you, and the hum slowly floods your mind. You can't help but feel your resistance simply fade, simply fall away. The lights flood your mind as your body relaxes. Your struggles had pulled you out of position, but as your arms and legs relax, the binds pull you back into that perfect X. You can't help but tilt your head back a bit to try and rest it as the world around you seems to spin and fade, everything drifting away. You start to feel something in your mind. It's as if there are words in the hum telling you that you will obey. You will be calm. You will be quiet. Silence is pleasure. Slowly and easily, repeating over and over again, deep in your mind. The quieter you find yourself, the more you just let yourself give in and be silent and calm. The more your pleasure builds, your body is too helpless, too limp to even twitch, but you feel the pleasure building inside of you, feel your nerve endings tingling and becoming stimulated, aroused. The longer you're in the cabinet, the more that pleasure will build and build until it reaches a most pleasurable climax, a most enjoyable finish. And then you'll feel yourself calm down, only to feel that pleasure building again and again, more and more deeply. Every time a large, more powerful climax than the last, as you sink deeper and deeper, oblivious and helpless, knowing only the silence and the pleasure. It doesn't matter how long you hang there, the pleasure just builds, whether it be from the suggestions or the helplessness of your body, the colors sliding into your mind, or the blank, empty look of your own face that you see in your mind. Or maybe it's the library patrons that just look up at you and smile, smile at just how quiet you are. After all, silence is pleasure, and you are completely and totally silent, even in your climaxes, never making a sound louder than your breathing. And as you sink and relax into the hum, into the words, you will obey. You will be calm. You will be quiet. Silence is pleasure. And you are very silent. With your body completely calm, completely relaxed, and the words echoing in your mind, the lights flashing in your mind, and your body limp and relaxed, pulled and stretched, you are simply helpless, on display, bound in the library, for all to see, your pleasure building more and more, and maybe, just maybe, there's even more on display for those who look to see some evidence of your pleasure. A soft glisten of sweat along your body. A tiny drip of evidence of your pleasure. It's all up to you and what you enjoy the most. And now you can just hang there, limp and calm. Relaxed and obedient, silent and pleasured, unaware consciously of the library patrons that stop by to look you over, that enjoy the view of your body, suspended and on display, that enjoy the expression, the look of pleasure, and what signs you show of that pleasure. All the while, limp and helpless, blank and calm, you will stay here for as long as you like, and when you are ready, you'll find it so easy to simply take a deep breath and let the world of the library fade away, and then simply wake up and go about your day. But for now, you will simply hang there, deep and relaxed, calm and happy, silent and pleasured.